G'day, Kevy.
Takes a bit hard on me, TK, the villain.
Well, hey. You know, in a nice possible way.
Nah, it's all good, bro. Yeah, how are you this morning, Ken?
Yeah, very well, mate. What did you make of the weekend? What stands out for you?
Well, I think the doubleheader up here for sure.
And, yeah.
That was a great evening of rugby league. And also, I guess those teams that came from behind, like there was two or three teams had massive margins and you thought they would have been home. And then the second half, the whole game changes again. We haven't seen that for some time. And particularly the Melbourne Storm, that was a surprise, that one, because normally when they get their nose in front, they don't get run down. But
no.
To the Titans' credit, they fought back hard and then got in front. So it was a great game of footy.
Plus, they scored 38 points against Melbourne, who have got a rock wall defence.
Yeah. And on top of that, excuse me, boys, on top of that, the Storm they scored 36 points. How
That's
do they
right.
get beaten?
Like, yeah.
How do they get beaten? It's unbelievable.
It's good for the comp. There's no doubt about that, mate. Obviously, you mentioned that doubleheader, the Broncos and Manly. The second game, the more high-profile game, Manly led by 14 points to nil, but the Bronx just kept chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, and then we had that terrible injury to Tommy Trbojevic.
Yeah, well, that was the blow for Manly, I think, that put them to bed was when he went off, because he was in sparkling touch. Like, you know, Laurie Daly, I mean, I've got nothing to do with the New South Wales side, obviously, but he wouldn't have looked out of place in a New South Wales jumper. And just their combinations that they got going, Manly, you know, with Green and DCE through that middle and the two brothers, it's tough to defend against. And Brisbane found it hard that way. And Dylan Walker's been in good touch as well.
Yeah.
So, they found the try line a few times. But Brisbane in the second half came out with a bit more energy. And I think maybe Manly left their energy in the dressing room in that second half and Brisbane just stormed home. They got a couple of lucky tries too, to be fair, to the Manly fans. They swooped on, Nikarima swooped on a loose ball and the other one from the kick. But anyway, you make your own luck in this dirty old game we play of rugby league. So,
well done
to the Broncos.
Nikarima had a really, really strong game. Plenty of talk this morning, mate, about Tom Trbojevic going high for that ball. It was a bouncing ball. So as far as the defence was concerned, he was fair game while he was in the air. Do you see a solution?
Yeah. Well, you just can't attack someone in the air like that. That's pretty simple. We've got to they need to change the rules. And, you know, it's hard when you're trying to defend that sort of stuff because it's in the rule books. And Meade had every right in the rule books to attack and try and get the ball back off the Manly player, but it was just, you know, it's just one of those things, very unfortunate. And you could see, by the way, that when he landed, you know, he was always put in an awkward position, but maybe that's something. And we had a meeting last week at Fox Sports with some of the referees and actually Tony Archer. And, you know, that was spoken about because it happened a couple of other times when you know, attacking the player once the ball has bounced. And he was shaking his head, but he said, that's the rule, so we can't do anything about it. You know?
Yeah.
So maybe they need to adjust the rules and adjust them now before someone gets seriously injured.
Yeah,
you'd think maybe there's a change there. Kevy, the Roosters were good last night.
Yeah, they were. And Latrell Mitchell, of course, good to see him back playing for the Roosters and such a dominant figure on that left edge for the Roosters. I mean, for such a young kid, he reminds me, and this comparison's not just me, there's been a few mentioned, his likeness to Greg Inglis, it's quite incredible,
He's
really.
He's from New South Wales.
Yeah, but we're just checking that as we speak because I think he was born... where was he born?
It's the same area, I'm pretty sure, as Greg, who's now playing for Queensland.
Yeah, well, that's in Queensland. Wherever it is, that's in Queensland. No, he's a Blue, no doubt about that. But he's certainly a very exciting one coming through and one to watch in the future years. The Roosters obviously secured him at a young age and they could see the talent in him, but it's finally coming to the fore now with a brilliant performance yesterday.
Yeah, and we're getting, it's that time where you see the Queensland squad, New South Wales squad.
Yep. This time next week.
There's some injuries around on both sides, really.
Yeah, there is. And we announce our team next Monday. I think it's about 11 o'clock. So I'm not sure when Laurie's announcing his. I see he trimmed his squad back over the weekend. So
from what to what?
I think it was from 105 back to 53 or something.
Yes.
So, no, I'm just joking if you're listening, Laurie. I'll see you tonight on 360, your manager. But he's got some good problems for his selections as well. Likewise, you know, with Queensland, and we'll just worry about us for the moment. But there are still some contentious positions there with the injuries that, you know, from last year. No Corey Parker at 13 this year for Queensland. Obviously, Josh Maguire will fill that role pretty nicely. But, you know, the rest of the squad, we've got some tough decisions to make next Monday when we sit down and select the team.
What's your last communication with Jonathan Thurston and your last indication of whether he'll be available, whether you'll pick him or not?
Oh, well, we're going to select him regardless, TK. That's pretty clear. And then we'll get our medical staff to have a look at him. Not that we don't trust the Cowboys, but we'll get him down and give him every chance, unless he's ruled out by the Cowboys, which we can't do anything about. But I believe he could be playing this week. That's our information. He's every chance. I'd say he'd be probably 60 or 70% chance of playing this week. And then after that, we'll see what happens. But we'll give him every chance to right up to kickoff to try and prove his fitness, because he's one of those players that, you know, if he's available, and he'll make a smart decision around it too, John. He's at that stage in his career when he knows what he can and can't do with his body. So, you know, we'll leave that decision to the medical staff, and John obviously will have a big say on that as well.
And will you be trying to pick up the results of the scan of Corey Norman today?
Yeah, well, that was yesterday. I mean, he's been in good touch for the year.
He has, hasn't he?
You know, and people think game one, oh, that's the series, but it's a three-game series, and you never use just the first 17 that's selected. I'm not saying he wasn't going to be part of that either, but, you know, over a series, you probably use 20 players, 20, 22 players sometimes. So Corey is one of those guys that, you know, we've obviously identified and as a young Queenslander coming through, and with his talents, he can play in the halves, you know, six or seven quite easily. He's played fullback for the Broncos and I think some time there for the Eels, so... Yeah, good young talent coming through, and it's great. Now, he's born in Beanley, so he is a Queenslander.
Yeah, no, he is.
We've established that.
We'll give you that.
Yeah. Now, mate, do you think they'll pick Mitchell Pearce? He had a really strong game for the Roosters. Slats touched upon them earlier. Do you think they'll pick Mitchell Pearce as their halfback?
Well, it's a tough one for them, because Reynolds last year, Adam Reynolds, was, you know, very good. Maloney was good as well. Mm. And Moylan had spent some time in the halves there as well. So... Moylan, a bit slow out of the blocks to start the year, but he's found his form the last couple of weeks. So he'd be right in there as well, I would have thought. And Mitchell Pearce, yeah, I think he's a better player than when he last ventured onto the Origin Arena. That was a couple of years ago now. But, you know, I think he's much more stable in everything that he's doing on the field and off the field. And I think whoever that Laurie picks will do a great job, but particularly playing behind. I mean, he's got some big boppers there, Laurie, to choose from in the middle. And that always... you know, if you've got some good forwards going forward, it makes it a bit easier for your halves. And, you know, whoever they do select it, no doubt will do a great job for the Blues. But we've got our own sort of problems with our own halves, and who are we going to try and sort out there if little Johnny's not okay?
Morgan would be the front runner, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think so, given his performances again the other night. But I said, we've actually, Gene Miles is the chairman of selectors, and Darren Locker is the other selector. So we'll get their opinions on a few players and who should be playing where, and we'll come up with hopefully a good 17 next Monday. Well, not hopefully, but we will come up with a strong 17.
All right. Well, you'll give it to us before it's announced to the public next Monday.
Yeah. No, yeah, no problem. This time next Monday, I'll give you a Queensland A and a Queensland B, and you can talk about from there.
Good on you, Kevy.
Good on you, boys. Have a great day.
Have a great week. Kevin Walters.